Unit 4. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. 11. I hope I won't oversleep. I've simply got to catch the first flight to New York.
If I were you, I'd request the wake-up call from the hotel reception.
Question. What does the woman advise the man to do?
Good morning. This is Dr. Smith's office.
Good morning. I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Smith to have my teeth checked and cleaned. I'd like to have it done this week, if possible.
Question. Who is the woman? I suppose we should look for a bigger house, but I don't see how we can afford it right now.
If only we hadn't spent so much money on our car this year.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation about the speakers?
Could you please tell me which room Mr. White is in?
Yes, he's in the intensive care unit on the 8th floor. I suggest that you check with the nurse's station before going in, though.
Question. Where did the conversation most probably take place?
It's awfully dark for 4 o'clock. Do you think it's going to rain?
You'd better do something about that watch of yours. It must have stopped hours ago. Mine says 6.
Question. What conclusion can we draw from this conversation?
Bob seems to think this year's football season will be disappointing.
That's his opinion. Most others think differently.
Question. What does the woman mean? Is Mary looking forward to going home for the summer?
She's counting the days.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Daddy, I've decided to give up science and go to business school.
Well, it is your choice, as long as you pay your own way. But I should warn you that not everyone with a business degree will make a successful manager.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Now you'll hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hey, Joe, what's all this talk about the benefit walkathon this weekend?
Don't you know? Most of the residents in Packer Hall are going to try to walk the 7 miles from the engineering library, across campus and down to the city hall, in an effort to raise money for the new children's hospital.
Sounds like a good idea, but I don't understand where the money comes from.
Well, a few days before the walkathon, each participant goes around asking people to pledge a certain amount of money for each mile that he or she expects to walk in the event. Then, after the walkathon is over, the participants go back to the same people, collect the money pledged, and send it to the hospital.
So you mean that someone pledges, say, $1 a mile, and you walk 5 miles, you get $5?
That's right. Of course, most of my friends aren't such big spenders. The biggest pledge I've gotten so far is 25 cents a mile.
And how many people have made pledges for you?
11 so far. Hey, how about making it even a dozen?
Sure, if you'll do the same for me. The workathon sounds like a perfect opportunity for me to break in my new pair of sports shoes.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. Who's going to participate in the walkathon?
How is money raised in the walkathon?
What will happen to the money raised at the walkathon?
22. How much money has each of Joe's friends pledged to him? 2.
Are you going to find a job again this summer?
Yes, of course. Otherwise, how am I going to pay for the tuition fees in the fall?
I'm thinking of working too, but my folks insist I have to spend some time with them during the summer. You know, I haven't seen them for 2 years.
That's because you are only a 4-hour drive away from your hometown. Why haven't you been home for so long?
It's not that I didn't want to go home, but because my parents were volunteering in the charitable organization in Central America for the last couple of years.
In that case, maybe you should visit them in the summer.
That's true, but I didn't want to spend the whole summer staying at home. I want to make some money and pay off my tuition fees too.
Well, you can get a loan.
Loan? I hate the idea of borrowing. I would rather make my own money and pay it off.
That's true. It's not uncommon for people to have high bills to pay once they've graduated.
Yes, that's exactly what I didn't want to get myself into.
Well, you can work part-time when you are at home.
I was thinking about that, but my parents thought I should be at home with them full-time.
Well, I think you do have to make a decision.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What do we learn about the woman from the conversation?
24. What did the woman's parents do in Central America?
25. Why doesn't the woman want to get a loan for tuition fees?
2. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Passage 1. What does the word library mean to you? Do you think a library is a large, silent room containing hundreds of books? It may surprise you to learn that there are other kinds of libraries. Most libraries do lend books, but some also lend art, music, and even toys. In some libraries, you can borrow an excellent reproduction of a famous painting for your home for several weeks. Then, you can return it and bring another one home. This is also true for records. You may choose your favorite record and take it home. There, you may listen to it as often as you like. Later, you may return it and try something else. Toy lending is a new idea in libraries. In a toy library, children's toys and games are classified by age groups just as books usually are. Children may play with anything in the library, and instead of demanding silence, toy libraries encourage children to make noise. Toy libraries not only provide toys and games for children, but also give them a place to meet and play with other children.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. What are some of the things that you can borrow from a library?
Twenty-seven. What is toy lending?
28. In what kind of library can children make as much noise as they want?
29. Besides toys and games, what else do toy libraries provide for children? 2. It is common knowledge that music can have a powerful effect on our emotions. In fact, since 1930s, music therapists have relied on music to soothe patients and help control pain. Now psychologists are confirming that music can also help relieve depression and improve concentration. For instance, in a recent study, 15 surgeons were given some highly stressed math problems to solve. They were divided into three groups. One worked in silence, and in another, the surgeons listened to music of their choice on headphones. The third listened to classic music chosen by the researchers. The results of the study may surprise you. The doctors who got to choose their music experienced less stress and scored better than the others. One possible explanation is that listening to music you like stimulates the alpha wave in the brain, increases the heart rate, and expands the breathing. That helps to reduce stress and sharpen concentration. Other research suggests a second relation between the music and the brain. By examining the students' blood after they listened to a variety of classic music collections, the researchers found that some students showed a large increase in endorphin, a natural pain reliever. This supports what music therapists have known for years. Music can help rejuvenate or soothe the patient.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard.
30. According to the speaker, how is the music therapy currently used in medicine?
31. What did the study done with surgeons show?
In the study of students exposed to classic music, what effect did the music have?
3. The French are at heart traditionalists. Though they dearly love revolutions, they disapprove of shifts in behavior. Everything must be done properly, an expression that applies equally to getting married and getting drunk, stuffing a duck and filming in a form, addressing an envelope and addressing a teacher. There is an established order of things, and the order was established by the French. The desire to maintain standards is best seen on any holiday in summer, where the Italians and British and even the Germans relax sufficiently to leave their faces unshaven, or mealtimes become irregular, or dresses become strange. The French behave as though they were still under the microscope of real life. French men and women take 2 hours over their morning making up. Watch any Frenchman at a campsite in summer and see how long he spends shaving, trimming his moustache, and on general showers. Wives cook 3-course lunches, which they serve to their husbands in the stuffy heat at little tables with linen napkins and polished dishware. The white wine must stand in an ice bucket. Everything is correct, the bread, the cheese, the sauce. Mr. eats greedily, Mrs. stands behind him, and a little to the side, nodding happily. She will do the washing up immediately the meal is finished. All will be neat and tidy before any other activity is even considered.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
33. Which people are keen on order, according to the passage?
34. What will the wife do after the meal?
35. What is the characteristic of French people's life according to the passage? 3. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. First reading.
Rescue efforts are underway in China's Sichuan province following Monday's devastating earthquake, which measured 7.8 on the Richter scale. According to Xinhua News Agency, nearly 15,000 people have died in the disaster, with as many as 24,000 more trapped under rubble from collapsing buildings, and another 14,000 declared missing. Prime Minister Wen Jiabao has visited the area to personally oversee relief work, and is flying to the epicenter of the earthquake today. Chinese troops have been mobilized to carry out rescue operations, and emergency aid has been airdropped into areas that have been cut off by the disaster. Bad weather has hampered relief efforts, and in some cases, rescuers have had to trek into the disaster area by foot and search for trapped survivors by hand, as roads have been blocked by debris. Some residents of the provincial capital, Chengdu, have chosen to sleep in tents and government shelters for fear of aftershocks causing more damage. One witness in Chengdu told the BBC the city's population is helping the relief work by donating food and water for those affected in the surrounding countryside. Financial aid has been pouring in from all over China, with the Chinese government pledging hundreds of millions of dollars. Substantial donations from other countries and humanitarian organizations have also been pledged. Although full casualty figures are not yet certain, it is clear that Monday's earthquake is the worst to strike China since the Tangshan earthquake of 1976.
Second reading.
Rescue efforts are underway in China's Sichuan province following Monday's devastating earthquake, which measured 7.8 on the Richter scale. According to Xinhua News Agency, nearly 15,000 people have died in the disaster, with as many as 24,000 more trapped under rubble from collapsing buildings and another 14,000 declared missing. Prime Minister Wen Jiabao has visited the area to personally oversee relief work and is flying to the epicenter of the earthquake today. Chinese troops have been mobilized to carry out rescue operations, and emergency aid has been airdropped into areas that have been cut off by the disaster. Bad weather has hampered relief efforts, and in some cases, rescuers have had to trek into the disaster area by foot and search for trapped survivors by hand, as roads have been blocked by debris. Some residents of the provincial capital, Chengdu, have chosen to sleep in tents and government shelters for fear of aftershocks causing more damage. One witness in Chengdu told the BBC the city's population is helping the relief work by donating food and water for those affected in the surrounding countryside. Financial aid has been pouring in from all over China, with the Chinese government pledging hundreds of millions of dollars. Substantial donations from other countries and humanitarian organizations have also been pledged. Although full casualty figures are not yet certain, it is clear that Monday's earthquake is the worst to strike China since the Tangshan earthquake of 1976.
Final reading.
Rescue efforts are underway in China's Sichuan province following Monday's devastating earthquake, which measured 7.8 on the Richter scale. According to Xinhua News Agency, nearly 15,000 people have died in the disaster, with as many as 24,000 more trapped under rubble from collapsing buildings and another 14,000 declared missing. Prime Minister Wen Jiabao has visited the area to personally oversee relief work and is flying to the epicenter of the earthquake today. Chinese troops have been mobilized to carry out rescue operations, and emergency aid has been airdropped into areas that have been cut off by the disaster. Bad weather has hampered relief efforts, and in some cases, rescuers have had to trek into the disaster area by foot and search for trapped survivors by hand, as roads have been blocked by debris. Some residents of the provincial capital, Chengdu, have chosen to sleep in tents and government shelters for fear of aftershocks causing more damage. One witness in Chengdu told the BBC, "The city's population is helping the relief work by donating food and water for those affected in the surrounding countryside." Financial aid has been pouring in from all over China, with the Chinese government pledging hundreds of millions of dollars. Substantial donations from other countries and humanitarian organizations have also been pledged. Although full casualty figures are not yet certain, it is clear that Monday's earthquake is the worst to strike China since the Tangshan earthquake of 1976.